listening to episode one something where he's talking about My Little Pony, and everyone's like, what the fuck is My Little Pony?
Yeah.
And I replied, oh, what a path Saverin has drawn. What a path.
You have a long, dark road to
traverse.
I think
we should go back in time and kick past Saverin's ass.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Oh, wait, yeah.
I'm like, okay, you've had good things happen, and you've had a shitload of stress. Actually, let's go ahead and start the episode.
Da, da, da.
Welcome to Notcast, episode 265, Ebola NATO! Woo! So,
blood everywhere.
I wanted to follow up on the question I just asked Saverin off air. So if you could go back in time and kick your own ass.
Around what episode 170?
165 or something like that? Yeah. Have you gained more from your involvement in the pony community than you've suffered? Because you've had some really positive things happen, but you've also had a shitload of stress and drama. So if you could go back and change, would you do it?
Probably not prevent myself from being involved, but maybe if I could tell myself who else's ass to kick
and who
in
to
the
avoid.
Process and who to bury, I would do that.
Or just who to avoid.
Yeah.
You're like, this person's a massive cunt.
Because there's been a lot of good, which is mainly the start, and recently. Then there's this giant middle that's just fuck. But it's getting better.
It gets better. Pony gets better.
You just have to rise above the bullshit after a certain point and figure out your niche.
Mm-hmm.
And also learn to not give as much fucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like Scully.
Yeah.
This is the field where I grow my fucks. As you can see, it is barren.
Exactly. So I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And I'm Shiva.
And here we are 2 weeks off the last episode, though we just released the previous episode.
So the reason for the delay, we wanted to see if Saverin's iMac could bend. Luckily, his AppleCare is still valid, so here we are.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised what will bend.
Yeah.
Space and time occasionally.
Enough force, and pretty much anything will bend.
Yeah, that monitor shell just pop right out of there. It's great.
Yeah, well, thank goodness for AppleCare.
Yeah, that's all I could say.
Don't skimp out on it, kids.
No. Although I did hear that, like, people were actually going into Apple stores and just bending to display models.
Oh, yeah, that's like felony destruction of property, too.
And it's like, that's kind of a shit thing to do. There's like, and they pointed out, there's a couple of reviewers and tech reviewers that have done it, but they or their company had actually paid for the phones.
Yeah, these are just dumb cunt kids just going into the Apple store going, "Hurk!"
Yeah.
And walking out while the shocked Apple people look terrified in the background, I guess. Because, I mean, obviously, obviously they can't do that. But, like, some jackass kid comes in and starts breaking product.
Yeah.
You know, somebody wants to whip their ass. They well deserve.
With the new eye whip.
Yes. Or the eye taser.
It
plugs into the Thunderbolt port on the bottom of the new iPhone 6. It's killer on the battery lift, but man, it teaches those fuckers a lesson.
Just put it back on the charger. It's all good.
I tase.
I have had a shit-tastic week.
Apartment adventures have been really fucked up.
Yep.
So what's going on?
Long story short, I've lived in my particular complex since 2001. We've changed apartments 5 different times, and throughout that time, you know, we've had various apartments we've been happy with. Well, the very first apartment that we moved into, we adored. It was the entire reason we moved there. Well, our roommate lost his job. We couldn't afford to live there without a roommate, so we had to move out, which was very sad because we fucking loved that place. We got more roommates, moved back into the apartment above the first one. So we got our beloved apartment part 2 back again. Said roommates, once again, you know, They wanted to, they were a couple, they wanted to live by themselves.
They needed their space.
They needed their space, so we went back down to a one-bedroom. I went over to Oz for a little while, so Siam was living by himself. Then when I came back, my husband was moving over too, and we needed a two-bedroom. And so we hung out for a couple months, waiting for a model that we liked to come up, and finally we were at the point where, okay, we've got to resign or we've got to move. So we compromised for the apartment we're in now, which isn't bad, but the location kind of sucks. We're right off the basketball court. We're on the second floor. It's really stuffy, really hot, really loud, but we like the layout.
Pretty good layout.
Yeah. We've been there since 2008. And since we moved in there, we've been kind of keeping half an eye out for one of the ones that we originally moved in to this apartment complex for to come up. So when we go to renew, we those 3 months up to our renewal, we keep asking, is there one available? Is there one available? And we keep checking. And they say no. So we re-sign another year, and then we periodically remember to keep checking throughout the year. And we keep saying, could you let us know when one comes available? And they're like, sure, sure. And then they don't. Okay. So they announced last month, we renew at the end of October, so we're coming up on deadline again. They announced last month that they're going to be renovating the entire place. Okay. Well, if you're still living in the apartment, they can only do so much. You know, they can't replace tile or carpet or anything else like that. So if you want all the bells and whistles, you have to change to a different unit. Well, we're told that one of these places that we've been trying to actively get into for the last 7 years is available. Oh, wait. It's not. She's going month to month. Well, she may not. She's trying to wait and see what the renovation. So we'll play it by ear with this one place. We're like, okay. So we've been eyeballing this one. Then, 2 weeks later, they come to us. Oh, by the way, this one is definitely moving out. And we're like, what number? And they rattled off. And it's like, we used to live there. That's our very first apartment in this complex. This is the one I gave up all those years ago. And I really didn't want to.
You're coming home.
Yeah. So it's like, holy crap, we get it back again. So Sarah wasn't really keen on the idea of moving. He liked the idea of a completely renovated apartment because ours is a little shabby. But he wasn't keen on moving. Well, we finally got to walk one of the redone units. And he's like, this is really good. Let's do this. So we go up to this office and we say to the girl, okay, yes, we want it. Absolutely. Because it was pretty much just a matter of convincing Sarah to do this. And we're like, okay. And she's like, okay, well, I need $150 to secure this for you. It's like, I'm looking at the time. It's 5:45. They close at 6. It's like, I can't get to the bank and back. So Siam gets up bright and early the next morning, and he's at the office with our check in hand, and he signs the form, and he asks the girls, does this guarantee us the spot? And she and the other girl say, yeah, it does. Well, Sarah comes in later, and then I'm the last one of the day, because I'm the last one that gets home from work. So I go in, I sign the form, I look the girl dead in the eye, and says, okay. So we've given you the money. We've all signed this form. It's a done deal. This is locked into ours, right? You know, we can start, transferring utilities and all that. She's like, yep. Yeah, you pay the money, you sign the form, it's yours. Okay. So that was, on Wednesday. It's a Tuesday, something like that. And so all week, I'm, getting quotes from movers. And believe me, once you give out your email address, they spam you nonstop. Mm-hmm. My phone has been ringing.
Hey, move.
And yeah. My email's been getting filled with them. And it's just like, guys. So we moved. We canceled our satellite because we wouldn't get reception in the new place. I was kind of tired of them anyways. We arranged to move electricities, we did forms, and I went to Sam's Club, and I got two, four boxes of banker boxes to to start packing up my bookshelves because they're my most big and cluttered thing. And then we spend all weekend kind of picking over things and, you know, looking at stuff to discard and, in general, organizing to move. Monday morning rolls around and the property manager called. And she's like, oh, well, I got back to the office on Friday and I found your form and I called down to the current lessees of this apartment and they're not going to move after all. Like, they've already given you their notification that they're moving out. And she's like, yeah, they're going to stay. I'm like, we already started moving. Your little bit of fluff out in the front office told us we were good. And we went on that, you know, whatever. So it, finally it's like, okay, I'll come in at the end of the day. We need to talk. So I get there and this property manager is completely unrepentant, at least at first. And she was basically treating us like we had jumped the gun. Like, okay, it's you guys' fault because this wasn't a done deal. I didn't sign this, you know. So it's like, that's not what your little girl in the front office told me. We asked multiple times, is this a done deal? And she said yes. So we have been acting on your office's words.
Yeah.
And she's like, and it took a while to get that to sink in of exactly how hurt and how upset I was and how much we had been thrilled about doing this and that no, her people told me and that's what we were doing. But by the time we walked in, the lady, the two couples that were in that apartment, they had already gotten them up in the office and signed a renewal. So before they even heard my side, before they really talked to me, it was a done deal and I was screwed out of it. So yeah, we've emailed their corporate office. We're seeing what they did. And they're offering us like, okay, well, here's your transfer fee back. And if you move again, then we'll waive it. And we'll paint an accent wall in your living room.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and here's a $50 gift certificate to spruce up the place. It's like,
wow, $50? You could buy like two frames.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
they'll be nice frames.
I've been waiting 7 years for this. You.
You fucked up.
Fucked up.
You fucked up.
You really. You really crushed my. I thought I had finally gotten the thing, and you do this, so we're still fighting with them. But we are really, really mad.
Can they move you into one of the other remodeled places?
They could, but we want this particular building and this particular floor plan. We could have moved to any of the other ones already easily enough. But this is the floor plan way. The building is way down in the back of the property. It's really quiet. There's a ton of shade. Sarah was going to get a dog this February when we get tax returns. And this is like right off of where you can walk it and, you know, go and run around with it. I've lived in this building in this area before and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And we love this particular floor plan. And I'd take anything else in this building if they had another floor plan I liked. But there's only two styles in this building. And one of them is our least favorite of their options, and then there's the one that we actually like. If they had ones in that building that were the same ones that I'm in currently, I'd take that too. But they don't. So, yeah, I'm kind of like...
So it sounds like a bit of a clusterfuck all around.
Just a little, yeah. Just a titch.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm really, really angry. About what's going on. And if I didn't have a whole bunch of shit coming up in November and plus Nightmare Nights to do dealers for, where I'm just going to have a lot of stuff on my plate already, if this had happened back in, say, June or July, and I had time to go and look at different apartment complexes, we would not be renewing. But I'm a month and a half from the end of this lease.
Ugh.
Mm. You know, so what the fuck?
Right.
Yep. So we'll see what the corporate office has to say. So far, they've been kind of sympathetic. But so my hopes are not high. I think I'm just going to end up renewing and staying in that for one more year and then getting out. because I
am. Yeah, going to another complex.
I'm so fucking pissed at them right now. It'd be one thing if I had just lost an apartment. But it ended up being not just the style I wanted and the building I wanted. It was my baby back again. And yeah. So yeah, really, really pissed. And other than that, I've been dealing with the Furry Fiesta dealers, all the dealers.
You have to deal with everybody, all the dealers, every dealer forever.
Yeah, pretty much. So we're in the mid onboarding of all of them, and it's just been like questions, answers, back and forth. Go, 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 go. So, yay. That's it's been dealers and fuck my apartment complex. That's my theme for this week.
Has the dealers thing been going mostly pretty smoothly?
Mm-hmm. Barely.
That's good.
Nobody accusing you of being the worst thing ever?
They did in round one.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
You are the worst.
Ever.
You're the worst cat.
Ever.
I didn't think we had much drama out of that.
There's one person who I think was a friend of a friend.
Uh-huh.
And,
Yeah.
Oh, a friend of a friend of yours?
No, of like someone who applied.
Someone who got in, but then they did.
And they got angry on their friend's behalf or something?
Oh. Well, that's like less effective than even normal.
No. This is the worst Chakat ever.
And Fuzz is showing an image. What is it?
What is it?
That's a Chakaterpillar.
Yeah. It's for those at home, it's this little line drawing of like a Chakat with an extra set of limbs. It's like curling over backwards. That has too much. It has too much back,
and too many legs.
And too many legs. Yeah. Well, since last time I was on the show, I went to another con.
Yeah.
I went up to Seattle to attend Rainforest. That was an okay time. I attended the book launches for both the Rainforest Charity Anthology and Kyle Gold's new book, Dude, Where's My Fox?
Dude.
So, by the way, we have Dude, Where's My Fox on for Planet right now, and we currently have it on our ebook store as well. It's exclusive to our store for the next month, and that's baddogbooks.com. You'll see it like right there on the front page.
Use our coupon code.
No. but the book launches are pretty cool. I actually really enjoyed the charity anthology this year because the theme of the con is cyberpunk. So the theme of the anthology is cyberpunk. And it's kind of cool to see a lot of furry cyberpunk stories. There's like, it's either 11 or 14 stories in the anthology. And their artist guest of honor, Egypt Dernash, has a style that really works well with the cyberpunk theme.
I thought the comic book they had was really cool looking. It, as other people noted, it looked like a Shadowrun supplement.
Yeah, yeah.
They actually had like a page treatment on the interior.
You know that image on the inside front cover of the furry kind of floating in the air and one arm's a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the t-shirt.
Oh, neat.
So the t-shirts look really good too.
My arm is a gun.
And your argument is invalid. And they actually sold out of our t-shirts this year on site. Like, if people want some, they're considering doing, like, another order of them, which usually doesn't happen. Usually cons have a few shirts left over.
Yeah, and they linger forever.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they actually sold out of it, which is pretty cool. Lots of writers go to Rainforest, and there's quite a few writing panels on that track. So I got to hang out with a lot of folks, or at least meet and spend some time with some people that maybe I had just met in passing previously, and actually have longer conversations. And I'm not going to name names because then I will leave somebody out and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But there was a fuck ton of writers up there. It would actually take me less time to name the writers who weren't there than the writers who were that I know and have worked with. So that was pretty cool. and got to chat about some future anthology ideas and stuff like that. So on the business side, sales were up. Last year was a good year at that con, and this year we did a little better. So can't complain there. For me, you know, apart from, I mean, being able to hang out with some of the writers and stuff like that, it was a con, you know. I felt like, I think my back is starting to give me issues again, because those shots only last, they can last a few months. They can last a couple weeks if they're not going to work at all. I've probably got like 6 months out of them. So my back is starting
about to 6 months to live.
No, my back's starting to really play up again, and a convention is really hard on my back right now. Cause a lot of standing behind the table and everything. So I probably need to go back to my spine doctor, see if I can have that looked at. But so that was kind of wearing me down a little bit. So I had a couple of early nights, but other than that, good times. 13 Coins is a really awesome restaurant. It's right by the hotel. It's actually walking distance from the hotel. They have such a broad menu that you could just keep going back there and not be eating the same old thing all the time. Oh, I don't know if I mentioned Savern. It was kind of funny, but we had the same bartender two nights in a row. And one night she was like, "No, you guys are one of the best groups that we have here. You know, you're so understanding," because she had been like the only person on duty the night before.
And they were short staffed.
And the furries were cool, and nobody was giving a shit about it. And they're like, "Oh, we understand everything like that." And apparently, other groups are way worse than that. But what was funny on Sunday was she's like, "Well, I'll see you guys next year, unless you come back for the ponies," because the rainforest is in the same hotel that Everfree Northwest is in.
Yep, and if they're old enough, bronies sure like their drinks as much as furries.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. But, you know, yeah,
horses love beer.
Cider, at least. But, no, you know,
they like beer.
Oh, remember, wolf and horses goes, their horse will drink beer out of your hand.
Oh, that's right.
He was okay. Showing that fact off.
Oh, God, no, I've owned horses that would drink beer. We had one that you could hand them the bottle. They would take like the neck in their throat, in their mouth, tip their head back, and, you know, pour the liquid out down their throat, and you just kind of pluck the bottle out of their mouth.
Wilbur, I feel kind of fucked up.
It takes a lot of drink to get a horse fucked up.
Oh, yeah, I imagine
so. You need, like, yeah.
Yeah. Man, Rarity's really rocking those 60s bell-bottoms there.
Oh, yeah. So my parents came by the other day, and they did a con ad, right?
Oh.
And so, because they're vending in Abernathy. They're also vending at Fiesta. So they're like, my mom's like, "I used to draw all the time." And so she drew a hippie pony with wearing a tie-dye shirt, not really looking at this, but she did read the comic and thought it was kind of cute.
Oh, cool.
They're like, "Oh, look, hippie ponies." It's the IDW micro series number 3, so it's like from last year. It's over a year old at this point.
It just happened to be on your top of your stack there.
Yeah, they were looking at it for reference. I need this. I have this pile of comics on my desk.
Yeah,
the table here that I need to sort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's some that I actually need to read.
Yeah. That happened to me after a while. You know, back in the day when I was actually buying X comics and stuff, I realized there was a period of a good 3-4 years where I was just buying comics because they were in my pull at my comic shop. And there were some that I hadn't read in years.
Yeah.
And like, I eventually had to just sort of say, okay, I've got to stop this because I'm just not reading these anymore. The interest just isn't there. I had to sort of fight the silly collecting bug saying, oh, my God, you have to keep buying this.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of collector stuff, Savern was showing me his loot crate stuff there. And I really like, there's an alien action figure, but it's in a package the same style as the old Kenner Star Wars figures.
Yeah, old action figures used to come like that almost
universally,
like the old G.I. Joes and whatnot, not so much, but
mm-hmm.
definitely the old Star Wars.
No, the old G.I. Joes just like that. The little 3 3/4 inch ones were blister packed just like that.
Yeah.
But super cool. And yeah, was that supposed to be Mal from Firefly?
Yeah, it's Mal from Firefly, and the bundle of cash is from Firefly.
Oh, okay. And then a little tribble in a box that says, yeah. Caution, keep away from Klingons, and don't block the air vents.
And see, Loot Crate's pretty cool. I mean, it's like a $20 a month random cool shit. You know, if you're an office minion, you know, you can, you know, it's just shit to put on your desk for mm-hmm. the most part.
Yeah.
But then you get, like, really cool shit like this. I think we mentioned it before.
The Groot pop
with thing. The glow-in-the-dark hand. It's a bobblehead.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's really cool. I certainly don't regret it. Then you get sent things like, oh, look, it's a sonic air freshener. Gotta smell fast.
Smells like hedgehog sweat.
Oh, man. Turns out the hedgehog sweat's pretty gross.
Probably is.
And the thing is, and a friend of mine, an expat from the Sonic fandom, is like, because the Sonic air freshener comes from like the Sonic X Mega Man crossover series that Archie did.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's like, you can get Mega Man, you can get another Mega Man character, or you can get Sonic.
Mm.
It's like, I got Sonic, goddammit, ah.
Is that the one thing you didn't want?
I also like their production values on their packaging and stuff like that. The little crate itself.
Oh, yeah, they do like a new thing every month.
I've been tempted to buy in because they look neat.
Yeah, and they're not that expensive. It's $20 a month, you know.
It's speed stick. It ain't expensive.
It's white person spending money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't no big deal, really. So we actually didn't get that many emails this week.
That's fine. I mean, we took a week off, so.
Yeah, we didn't, and I didn't post the episode until like yesterday, because I've just been too kind of busy. It's 20 fucking 2 days until my con.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
And I mean, everything's fine. It's just like there's lots of stuff to do at the last fucking second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, finalizing shirts.
Plus, Bob's really distracted too.
Yeah, his kid's being born. He was supposed to be born today. On October 2nd.
Oh.
But the hospital's like, yeah, we're going to have to reschedule until tomorrow. Because the kid's like a week late at this point. He's almost overcooked. And so they're having to induce labor. And so little Eli is not going to be coming out anytime soon, it seems.
Mm.
So,
Unless she, like, you know, pushes the eject button tonight. Get out!
That would be... That would be unfortunate. I would be getting a phone call, I'm sure, if that happens.
Mm-hmm.
OMG, OMG, OMG.
She gave birth to a foal. Ah! We should never have played with that big Macintosh toy.
That's a Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Like that Facebook post.
Like that Facebook post. Yeah. Like,
my boyfriend and I fooled around with a horse. I hope I don't give birth to a horse.
But I'm against abortion and no judging, especially if you're from Arkansas.
Somebody said that was like confirmed for fake, but I don't care. I believe it.
It's okay. We'll laugh about it anyway.
It's real to me.
It's like fucking wrestling, man.
It's real to me. Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Oh, is that Hick Rarity? Oh, no, wait.
No, it's Planes, okay. Trains, and Automobiles Rarity.
Oh, okay.
It's the Applejack and Rarity Friends Forever.
OTP, yo.
It was a good comic.
Hmm. So should we read something?
Yeah, I think
besides
we should.
Besides the comic book?
Well, I mean, we can always read the comic books, but I think that it's a lot less entertaining when it's
pictures.
No pictures. And they're the pony comics.
Oh, here's what you can answer, Savard, because this is all your fault. Anonymous asked a question. When can we expect to see a new episode? I'm getting jittery without my fix.
Well, funny you should ask. It's out now.
Yay! Operators are standing by.
Downloads are available.
No!
It explodes.
Yep. Asplodes. Okay, So, yay. There's really only other one we can read.
There's the one about Christmas, I think.
Yeah. Do you, you want to hit that?
All right.
That he'll hit that.
Oh, I don't know. It's an email. It has to be really sexually written.
Dear Nodcast.
Let's not. Crazy Christmas. Hey, was listening to the latest episode and heard the email about the gag gift with the KY dildo and thought I should write in about my crazy Christmas. I should start out by saying that with the exception of myself and a couple of my cousins, the entirety of my extended family is Catholic. They're actually quite liberal as Catholics go, so this doesn't mean horror stories about religious zealots freaking out about their gay nephew. In fact, most of them were asking if my boyfriend was going to be joining in the festivities that night. What it does mean, though, is that I have a ginormous extended family. My mother is one of 10 kids, who all, save one, married and had kids on their own. So between my 17 aunts and uncles, I have somewhat in the range of 35 cousins, and the vast majority of whom are about my age or older, me being 26,
that would be a herd.
Also have kids of their own. And all of them were coming over to celebrate Christmas Eve. We managed to fit all three generations into my parents' house, but you really don't want to move around too much because there wasn't too much room to move in to begin with, and for fear of knocking over small children who were darting between everyone's legs. It was actually a fun and rather comical event, despite the cramped quarters, with people at one end of the house asking for food and the message getting passed along to those near the food, and the food getting passed across the house to the person. Remarkably, nothing was spilled. The real hilarity came when it was time to open presents. My aunts and uncles have a long-standing tradition of passing around gag gifts. Many of them were pretty funny. A fuzzy pink thong with matching bra and handcuffs for one of my uncles, bottles of beer with titles like Santa's Butt, and a pair of boxers with a Christmas present printed around the crotch with the words "Nice Package" written above it. Of all of them, however, was my mother's gift was the best one of them all this year. She got my aunt one of those ridiculously suggestive pieces of exercise equipment known as a shake weight. If you've never heard of them before, I highly suggest you YouTube them, but suffice to say it was a weight that, when you use it as intended, stimulates the motion of stroking the naughty bits of the male anatomy. While the initial unwrapping was funny enough, and what really made the night memorable was the fact that everyone wanted to try it out. Those in my family who are really big into documenting everything were following this thing around the house, taking pictures and videos of my family trying to use this thing in an even remotely dignified manner and failing miserably. Most gave up real quick and then started using it in a manner that was increasingly undignified. I'm sure the booze helped a bit, but everyone got a really big kick out of it and just made the night just that much more awesome. Anyways, that's my story. Hope everyone has a really great holiday and we'll have a good new year.
It's a little bit
early for Christmas, but you know, cool. Yes, the shake weights. You know, yes. You gotta use a two-handed.
Yeah. When you exercise enough, it like sprays you down with mayonnaise.
Yeah, you do enough strip. That'd be kind of a nice mod. You know, it sprays you down with a cool mist.
Yeah, yeah.
Some shaving cream. Not whipped cream, because that would just give you back all the calories you burned.
You earn your reward.
Yes.
Whipped cream. Ah. You do it enough that a Twinkie fires out the tip.
You move your head around while you're shaking it so you get that whipped cream all over.
Yeah. You get that hot exercise all over your face, neck, and chest.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to next month, being November, and going out to my dad's in Virginia.
Mm.
That should be fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the first weekend of November because I'm going to be going down to TRF, probably, which should be fun because, hey.
It's been a couple years.
It has been a little while, and I have not been to TRF just to...
Was the last time you went when we all went together?
I think so. It's been
That's been like 4 years now, something like that.
Yeah.
My husband was still here. So that would have been 2010-ish? 2011?
Mm.
Something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, and that was, like, when, like, Guardian and you and I and Tesser and, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big old mess of furries. So I'm looking forward to it because, yeah, I mean, I like going and dressing up. I don't know if I'm going to be able to dress up. Hey, Halloween's in a few weeks, but I'm a little busy.
You'll be free by Halloween. Yeah.
I can certainly go and purchase a... I can go and purchase regular costumes now.
I'm hoping somebody's going to put on a Halloween party just because it's on a Friday this year.
When we were doing a party, but it's not on Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't think Tyrion was really caring to do a Halloween thing or not. Halloween, I just kind of hide.
Don't you want to party hard and sacrifice a black cat? And
no.
No?
No.
And you know, when you mentioned like comics you haven't read, I haven't read this comic. It's in my pile. I haven't read it.
Yeah.
I haven't read most of these Turtles comic either. That's why I'm sorting them, so I can actually go back through and read the fucking things in order.
Yeah. Then there'll be the Big Pony Turtle Ghostbusters crossover.
Oh, you know it, and just wait. And
there's
then...
fanfic of that somewhere. You well, know no, this.
It'll be even the Doctor Who and...
Apparently they lost the Doctor Who license.
They did. It was Doctor Who and Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That came out a couple
they did
years
that.
Back.
They did a crossover of the two?
Uh-huh,
not
yeah.
Not even joking.
Oh. There's like the promo picture is the 11th Doctor sitting in Picard's chair making the engage motion with his hand, and Amy and Rory are clinging to the security banister at the back of the Enterprise-D bridge.
Because they flipped Worf over the edge and, you know.
Yeah.
I hate CrossFit. I hate it with 1,000 hates. You know, it's that's my thing. It's one reason why I hate Kingdom Hearts.
Oh,
you've said it now.
Smash Brothers too.
Yeah, that's up there too. But
isn't
especially
a new one of
Kingdom
those
Hearts
coming out?
The 3DS one comes out tonight.
It's mostly when you mix like it's Disney in with everybody else that really makes me cringe about Kingdom Hearts. I mean, I'm fine with kind of like the video games, but then you just kind of toss in Mickey Mouse and it breaks it for me.
Golly! So,
yeah. Oh,
this sure is a dark situation. I hope everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that Zinnhar, he sure ripped out that dude's skull.
Wow. The Kingdom Hearts radio play brought to you by Notcast.
And guest starring what, Snarf?
Yeah.
That'll start really mixing our genres.
That's good.
Prepare to defend yourself, mouse. should
I
we go ahead?
I can't do
and...
any damn voices to save my life, so.
You could do checkout voices, I guess.
How the fuck am I missing issue 16 in this pile?
How the fuck?
Well, like, none of these are actual the complete set. So I have comics in this apartment that I need to find.
Uh-huh.
They're somewhere.
Well, there's only so many places they can be. Mm-hmm. But I have this pile of 5 different comic series. That like
3 of which are My Little Pony.
Well, yeah. I have the main series, the micro series. There was only 12 issues of that. And then I have the ongoing Friends Forever. But I also have Ghostbusters.
So how does Friends Forever differ from the main series?
Friends Forever is basically they pair off two characters and have a issue focused around them.
Oh, okay.
So, like, there's an upcoming one, which is Discord and the CMC.
Actually, it's not upcoming. I saw the cover of it when you were sorting.
That was the...
Microseries?
Microseries, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
There was one where Discord and the CMC do shit. But it's not the same.
I will give you boobs, Apple Bloom.
How do I walk with these things? They're dragging on the ground.
God damn it, I forgot there'd be crotch boobs.
Like, too big, she can't actually walk anymore. She has to drag herself on her
foot. I've seen fucking art of that on FA.
Oh, that's art I don't want to see.
Yeah, well...
So with that image in your head,
the,
on
the
that
new
note...
submission page can be really scary.
Yeah, well...
You can find some really good stuff, too, but you can find lots more horrible.
What's that dark place? It's a new submissions on FA, Simba. We don't go there.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is a short week, guys. Kind of it's shorter than last week's, but we didn't have a lot of emails, and it's not a lot going on, like... Exciting. I mean, you have your apartment drama. You went to Rainforest. Me, I'm just working my ass off.
Con.
I don't get days off. Well, actually, one cool thing. Alamo Draft House reached out to
Akon. They reached around.
Well, no, they reached out to Akon and, by extension, Nightmare Nights. And so it was really cool. They kind of like, yeah, this is our brony night. And so I got to go up there and MC the like the intro and whatnot. So I was like, that was really cool.
That was neat.
It's like, hey, I get to dress up snazzy, talk in front of a crowd, and pitch them on my con. Oh, man, so soon.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be cool.
Was it a busy house that night?
It was about... it was in the biggest theater they had, mm-hmm. number 6 at the Richardson one. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, the entire, like, back portion that's raised was pretty full. And there was a few people in the lower section, but nobody really wants to sit there.
Ah, yeah.
Because it's, you have to crane your head back.
It's like the neck pain.
Yeah, it's like half theater style, half stadium style seating.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the stadium side gets filled first because it's just better seating.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about people's fat heads being in the way.
Okay.
So yeah, it's exciting. You know, at least that part is going, I mean, that is going really, really well for everybody involved. So that's exciting. Hopefully we won't have any people freak out. Oh shit, there's a dude with Ebola.
Fuck that.
Sorry.
I'm hoping that's the only case that comes through. I can't believe he fucking falsified shit.
We put the fun, no refunds.
Ebola? Obama? Coincidence?
And on that conspiratorial note,
good night.
And big balls.